A stage with a carefully chosen backdrop, characters, music, all choreographed to emphasize an all-important script. No, we're not talking about the ballet or a play, but it is a form of theater, and one North Carolinians will have a chance to see a lot over the coming months. WFAE's Tom Bullock breaks down the anatomy of a particular type of presidential campaign stop.
Let's face it, rallies are really for the faithful. Fundraisers are all about cash. But there's a third kind of campaign stop that lacks a descriptive name, where the press is let in, but the doors are often closed to John and Jane Q. public. Let's call this a campaign event. Sometimes they make news, sometimes not. And despite an effort to make these stops look effortless and off the cuff, there is an art to the components of these events. Done well, and your campaign makes their point. Done poorly, and your opponents have a new batch of audio and video ready-made for an attack ad. I asked Dr. Michael Bitzer of Catawba College to help me break down the key components of such a stop. Besides being a political analyst, he teaches a particular class every 4 years that seems more than fitting.
The actual applied science and art of campaigns and elections.
For this greatly condensed 101 version of his course, we're going to focus on three key components: setting, music, and message. And our example is a recent event held by Republican vice presidential nominee Mike Pence. But in reality, this is true for all campaigns, regardless of party. So let's start with setting. Pence went to Charlotte Pipe and Foundry, and the setting almost always tells you what the candidate's speech will focus on, says Bitzer.
If it's in an industrial manufacturing center, then certainly the topic and the message should all wrap around industry, jobs, manufacturing.
Yep. Here's Pence.
Today here at this great American success story, I want to talk about jobs. I want to talk about trade.
Now, you may think this is a no-brainer, but a badly chosen set has derailed some campaigns. Bitzer points to a moment in 1988 when Democratic presidential nominee Michael Dukakis wanted to project an image of military strength. So the campaign had the candidate ride around in a tank.
Well, that image backfired when the Bush campaign used that as kind of a look at him bouncing around in a tank. He really doesn't know what he's doing.
In short, locations matter. The next component is often overlooked, thought of more like filler or something to keep the crowd entertained before the speeches begin. Music.
Music, along with every other message that a campaign is sending out, needs to have a very clear intent.
The wrong song, like a bad earworm, can stay in your head and cloud the overall message. The right song can emphasize the point of the event. And Bitzer says Pence had a specific message for his Charlotte stop.
Probably more of an introduction to individuals who may or may not necessarily know about the candidate.
Now, Bitzer wasn't at the event, but he might as well have picked Pence's playlist.
Yeah, I just haven't met you yet.
Which reinforced the message and purpose of the stop. And speaking of message, it's the final component we'll look at today. No, not the pro forma attacks on opponents, touting of policies, and asking for votes, but the deeper message of the event. Pence's stop was closed to the public, but some 150 invited guests did attend, and they have a purpose, says Bitzer.
If you're invited, it is probably more that you may be on the fence or that you may not have in the past publicly expressed support.
Normally, VPs are the attack dogs in a presidential campaign, but in 2016, that script has been flipped.
What I think we're seeing this year with Mike Pence and with Tim Kaine is these two men are almost reassurances of kind of a humanity of their respective tickets.
In Charlotte, Pence did that with a joke about getting hired to be Trump's running mate.
I picked up the phone, heard that familiar voice, and he said, "Mike, it's going to be great."
Okay, it was a bit awkward.
Is that all right? Thanks. Yeah, you get him, don't you?
But still, Pence is hoping they do or will get Trump. And there you have it. Three key components of an election event in 2016. And if you're one of the lucky folks to get invited to such an event, now you'll know what to look for. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.